I'm Emily Fox, and this is Apparently on Sound and Vision on KEXP. It's a series where we talk with musicians about their art and parenthood. This next mother has some advice on raising children from an Indigenous perspective. Colonizer, 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 colonizer. It's Tanya Tugga. She's a Canadian Inuk throat singer and a mother of two.
They completed me. They turned me into a whole. They have given me the greatest source of love that I've ever experienced, and I just adore them.
Tagak released her new album earlier this year called Tongues. It includes the song Earth Monster, which was inspired by motherhood.
My small one, her breath, her smile, and the smell behind her ears. I celebrate her, her tears.
That song I wrote on my daughter's sixth birthday, I think, fourth or sixth, and she's 18 now. And it was just this observation of her on this day. You know, we were out and it was sunny somewhere and she was picking flowers, and I was just marveling at the vulnerability of her and how overwhelming the love we have for our children. It's so utterly overwhelming, and also the intimate bond with our children. It's so intimate. They came from our bodies. It's so intimate that we have difficulties kind of separating them from ourselves. So inevitably, they're going to end up seeing parts of ourselves that we don't like, and we're going to inadvertently transfer negative things as well as positive.
I drink her tears.
She says the song is also about shattering the pressure mothers put on themselves to be perfect.
Mothers tend to feel guilt a lot, wanting to be perfect because we love them so much and they deserve the entire world. They deserve everything. And it's just kind of funny watching us stumble. You know, we are teaching them to walk, but we're the ones who are stumbling.
My earth monster. My celebration. Today is for her. And today is for me. For choosing to make her. To keep her. And to love her. My earth monster.
Tagak has been a single mom off and on through a lot of motherhood, which was empowering for her.
I found it was much easier when I was a single mother, to be honest, because you're not navigating questions with your partner like, what should we do? What should we buy? What should we feed this kid? What should we this? And when you're on your own, it's tough because you have more responsibility, but you're also not bouncing these questions off your partner.
When she had kids, it never stopped her from performing.
I always toured with my kids. I left them home sometimes. And I tour till I was 7 months pregnant, usually. And then after the second one, I was back on the road after 3 months.
She did most of this solo without her kids whining along the way. That's thanks to the knowledge passed down from her Inuk mother. Tagak's mother was raised on the land in a very rural part of Canada, close to the North Pole. Her mother was later forced to relocate and raised Tanya in Cambridge Bay, which is a little farther south, but still about as far north as the northern tip of Alaska. Tagak says her mother raised her with traditional Inuit approaches to parenting, but also with the knowledge her mother gathered as a school teacher.
She gave me so many tips on how to raise my kids. And I've been very lucky to be able to use not only generous Inuit matriarch's guidance, but also a school teacher. So my kids don't whine. They never whined because my mother taught me how to talk to them without the whining and screaming part. So I don't really have to deal with that.
Step one to get your kids not to whine.
If you stay calm with your children, they're not going to grow up to be anxious. They're going to grow up to be calm. So I think that's an important one because you want your child to feel secure.
Here's Tagok's philosophy behind that.
One of the main things is our children, that I believe personally, I don't want to speak for anybody, but our children come to us and I just remember looking at them and they know and understand the place before we come here. And we're going to know and understand that place again. My husband, his grandmother is 102. And sometimes when we're talking to her, I can see the same kind of look in her eye that I recall from my children being very newborn. And they're perfectly intelligent beings. They're perfectly aware and they have all this knowledge that we don't understand. And we have to treat our newborns like they're royalty. And I did that with my children. I didn't try to make them sleep somewhere else. Like if they cried and wanted me, I gave myself to them in every sense. And I owe them calmness. I owe them calmness. So I always make sure I'm calm. You keep yourself calm so your child can relax in the world. You treat them like royalty when they're very small, all the way up until they begin to manipulate you. Then you can start putting some boundaries in.
And a few more words of wisdom. Be consistent.
You have to remain consistent if you want a behavior. I find it takes to change. It takes about 2 weeks of training, and you're the one who can't give in because otherwise they won't learn that lesson. I like to take care of my children emotionally and give them lots of room for their feelings if they're angry or upset, but just not whining. And it's been nice. That means I don't have to listen to whining for a decade, you know? So that's the only advice I know how to give right now is to be consistent, be calm. And when you cannot be calm, do your best to grab a minute or two. For me, if I get very frustrated, sometimes I'll just go in the room and do 20 push-ups really fast.
Tip two, you do not need to be your kid's only source of entertainment.
And you teach them that I'm not my children's entertainment device. You know what I am? I'm the one who puts a roof on your head and gives you food. And that's serious in this world. Like traditionally, hunting and clothing, that's serious stuff. You don't have time to entertain your kid 24 hours a day. And I see a lot of people really struggling with that. You have to let your child be bored so that they start creating and getting creative if you're constantly filling in all their time.
Tip three, don't let your kid run the show.
And my mother told me that the most miserable kids in her class were the ones that their parents thought that they were treating them well by letting them run the show. And I've seen this. I've seen it. Like, oh, little so-and-so, would you like this pink donut or this red donut? And no, I want a blue one. Okay, we'll go to the store and get your blue one. Like that kind of thing is not going to make them happy. You feel like you're making them happy by giving them what they want. But ultimately, it makes them miserable because they don't understand the structure and the rules that you're allowed to say no to them. And that's part of being a parent. You are the one in charge.
If your kids just learn one thing from you, what do you hope that is?
One thing from me? Stand your ground. You be you. Be real. this human world we made, this society, it's really unsustainable. So you wonder why people are so neurotic and unhappy. It's because we've created a world that is not sustainable with nature. That's the reason we're all f***ed up. And I just think that we're trying to prep our children for this unsustainable thing. But if you teach them to be very true to themselves and you don't bullshit them, you be good to them, you be honest, and you teach them how to be real. You don't make them be fake with people. Don't apologize for their behavior when they're little if they don't want to smile at some stranger. Don't force them to be fake, and then they're going to have an easier time when they grow up. Don't make them be who they're not. And you let them be who they are. They are not you. They are not an extension of your ego. They are themselves in their entirety. We have to respect them. You have to respect your children, and then they will respect you back. So there's a lot of very big differences between Inuit parenting styles and Kalunaq parenting styles. And like I said, there's good and bad in every culture. So I've done my best to kind of weave together this way of parenting that I find has worked out relatively well for me.
That was parenting advice from the Inuk throat singer Tanya Tagaq. Here's her song about motherhood. It's called Earth Monster.
My small one, her breath, her smile, and the smell behind her ears. I celebrate her, her tears, her eye twitch, and her wet mouth. I celebrate her movement, her hips, her patella. I celebrate her voice.
That was Sound and Vision. Please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast, and consider giving a one-time $20 donation to help support this show at kexp.org/sound. Thanks for listening.